Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Just checking out the celebration list today. See if there's anything that looks exciting to me. National Get Funky Day. I know that I've got something in here. Let's see what else we've got. You know, how did I miss this yesterday? National Vodka Day was yesterday. How could I possibly have missed that one? National Rhode Island Day. We've got that one today. Not exciting. National Do Something Day, Apple Betty Day. Can we go back to yesterday when I missed that it was National Vodka Day? I don't know how I could have missed that one. But hey, let's take a look and see what else is going on. We've got our chart of the day today. I like to put up a chart each day. It's a new segment that we're going to be initiating. So I'm going to give you a chart of the day each and every day. I have a new one. Good morning, William. Glad to see you with us. Chart of the day, home price changes during the last five recessions. Take a look at that. A lot of people are talking about that we are going to have a recession in the very, very near future. So what do we look at for the last five recessions? What has that done for home prices? Yeah, 1980, we were up 6.1%. 1981, down 3.5%, up 3.5%. 1991, down 1.9%. 2001, up 6.6%. And we all know what happened during the Great Recession, down 19.7%. But when people talk to you about the idea of what will the recession mean if we have one, now we're going to have a recession. There's no question about us having a recession. It's been a long time since we've had one. But what does that mean to you? What does that mean for your family? What does that mean for the real estate market? Well, it means that four out of the last five, we've either been down very, very little or up a good amount. When you think about the idea that on a national basis, real estate goes up about 3 to 3.5% a year. So in three out of the last five recessions, real estate was up the same as it was normal, was no different. The recession had no effect on real estate. As you can see in 1981, where it was exactly identical to what we had previously. Or you can go and look at the 1980 and the 2001 recessions when real estate was about almost double what the numbers were in a non-recessionary year. So when people talk about the recession that's coming, I would say you might not need to worry about what's going to do with real estate because historically it has no effect. Let's look at the markets to see what's going on there today. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 36 points. S&P 500 down 3. NASDAQ up about 13. Oil, look at oil. It's up 64 cents per barrel on the oil market. How is that translating into our gas prices? We look at that one for you as well. Now, we know that we've got a boatload of money that we're paying in taxes. In taxifornia, when we look at the price of oil, when we look at the gasoline prices here, a lot of it just goes to taxes. I would say now we're pushing about a third of the dollars that we spend at the pump. About a third of it is going to taxes. That's why there's so many other parts of the country that get their gasoline at such a better price than we're paying in Taxifornia. We're just getting stiffed by our state elected officials. Now, I shouldn't say we're getting stiff. We're getting what we voted for. That's exactly what we voted for. We voted for a governor. We saw what the governor did to San Francisco, did in San Francisco, not did to San Francisco. Got to stop saying that. But we saw what his record was in San Francisco. Now, I'm going to tell you here and now that we believe, no proof of this, his idea is to do to California what he did to San Francisco and then move that into the national numbers. But if you look at it, gasoline prices on a national basis, $2.61 a gallon, $4.076 in Taxifornia, $3.66 in Hawaii. So they're about 51 cents a gallon cheaper than Taxifornia. Louisiana, $2.228. Now, here's the exact numbers for you. This is from a website, taxfoundation.org. Taxfoundation.org. It's not the Republicans. It's not the Democrats. Just taxfoundation.org. They have a chart that they put out that tells you what the taxes are for each and every state, and they give you a breakdown. The one thing that they don't do is they can't cover the number that Taxifornia has done to mislead us, right? So they have a tax number. So that's one number that they're using. And I believe we're at about 61.2 cents in taxes. They don't talk about the $1.07 in fees. So California has the highest tax rate in the country, 61.2, plus add another $1.07 in fees. We're 3 cents a gallon more than the next largest, so about 5% higher than Pennsylvania, 10% higher than Illinois. Washington's at 49.4. By contrast, Alaska 14.6, Missouri 17.2, Mississippi 18.4. So that's just a tax on the average working American. That's how they want to articulate it. Just throw that out there to give you just a little bit of personal perspective on what's going on in the marketplace. We look at that all the time for you. Let's move right along. You know, I saw this article and I thought it was really something that it's probably not going to get a lot of national press because we only like to talk about the items that are negative, but you know, the chairman CEO of Boeing. Now, you know, Boeing's had a tough year. They've been under scrutiny a lot based on what's happened in with their crashes, the 737 MAX, all that interesting information. But Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg decided that he's not going to accept his 2019 bonus. Probably had to work harder this year than in most years, but $23 million compensation package he received in 2018. This year, he's not going to take his bonus based on just feeling that that's the right thing to do after so many people have been killed due to the 737 MAX. So some members of Congress want him to step down, take a pay cut. Does Congress ever take a pay cut? Oh, yeah, that's probably not their way of doing things. But I did see that. I thought it should be brought out. I like that idea. Morgan Stanley in the news. I know we've seen the stock market. It is up significantly this year. S&P 500 has returned 13.8% annually the last 10 years. That's what it's saying here. The big numbers right there. They're saying based on what's happened recently and what's happened in the current year, with the amount that the market is up, they're projecting over the next 10 years, 4.1% annually. 4.1% is the number that they're talking about for the S&P 500. Yeah, that's not exactly the number that we were looking for. So we're going to have to check with them on that and get Morgan Stanley to work a little bit harder. Maybe they And if you think of that, if they're talking 4.1%, if you're just in an S&P 500, then they're taking a 1 or 2% management fee, may not work out so well for you. New research says at least half of the 2017 rise in Bitcoin prices was due to coordinated price manipulation using another cryptocurrency called Tether. You know, I had some people ask me about that Bitcoin way back when, and I said, you know something? I don't know enough about it. I'm not a fan of things that I don't understand. Why is it going up? What is the underlying? They couldn't answer that. So I decided, you know, stay away from things like that. I told everyone I knew stay away from it. And now we're seeing that maybe there is something to what we had to say. Yeah, moving right along. Facebook, they came out with a new logo. They're forming a new logo. It changes colors. I don't know how they do that on paper. Well, maybe they don't have paper at Facebook. But it's a colorful logo that's going to change colors. Going to go between blue for Facebook, green for WhatsApp, purple, red, and orange for Instagram. See what that does. I wonder if it's going to help them with some of the inquiries that are going on in Washington, D.C. I don't think so. Moving right along in the daily briefing, Apple in the news commits $2.5 billion to combat the housing crisis in California. Really? Apple is going to commit $2.5 billion? I wonder what their plan is. Now, I think it's probably to save people some money on buying houses, making housing more affordable. I don't think it'll have anything to do with the homeless crisis per se. But hey, you know something? At least they're trying to do something to solve the problem. And Cronos in the news today. Yeah, that's one of the pot stocks. They're going to buy CBD brand Lord Jones in a $300 million deal. $300 million. That's a lot of pot. I know I've got something here for a lot of pot. Yeah, there it is. I think we've got that coming up. That is for Cronos paying out $300 million, pay $225 million in cash. The balance in stock purchase of Redwood businesses is Cronos's first U.S. deal. So that is all the news to make for the news today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, got a full broadcast for you this morning. We're going to be chatting about planning on buying a home. Be sure you know your options, why in the last 5 years before retirement so critical, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the program, the products. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll be sure to put you in touch with the team at Gold Star. Who are the markets today? They are a bit on the wobbly side. We're watching them for you. We do that every day on Ron Siegel Radio. So we're looking at right now the let's see if I can get a current reading on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, now up 19 points, NASDAQ up 9 points. S&P 500 down about 4 points. Let's look at the mortgage world. Yeah, the mortgage-backed securities down 34 points right now. 34 points. That means interest rates are up significantly this morning. If you haven't locked in, I would say you need to do that pretty quickly if you're on a short-term basis or bias. Right, if you need to take care of something right now. Now, if you're looking at refinancing, my biggest commentary right now for folks on the refinance world, get all your application in, get your paperwork in, and then be ready, because the markets have not been in this type of a manner for a while. They've been, we're watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 on a trajectory straight up. The markets never, ever, ever go straight up. So with them going straight up the way they've been, guess what? That tells us that they're going to hit a point of resistance. And when they hit that point of resistance, they're going to bounce on whatever that resistance is. Either the 10-year treasury, it's at 186 right now, probably go up to about 192. The U.S., the mortgage-backed securities, those are down a bit. So we're watching them. They'll probably go down. Right now, being that they've broken through their 100-day moving average, it would not surprise me if I saw them go down to about another 16 basis points. So I'd be down 50 basis points altogether. And then we've got a level of support right there. Now, that part you're not going to hear from most of the people that are talking about the markets. And the other part that you don't hear is, why is all of this happening? Well, here's the issue. Peter Buchbar pointed out that the administration is considering, upon the request of the Chinese, to also roll back the September 1st tariffs on about $110 billion worth of consumer goods. This would further temper the negative economic impact of tariffs and be a concession from the U.S. That would hopefully lead to some things we want, like intellectual property protection down the road. CoreLogic reported that home prices rose 0.4% in September and 3.5% year over year. The year over year reading dropped slightly from 3.6 in August and is a sustainable and meaningful level for wealth creation. The states with the highest increases year over year, Idaho, Utah, and Maine were the states with the biggest year over year increases in the CoreLogic numbers. CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will appreciate by 5.6% in the year going forward, which slightly slower than the pace from 5.8% forecasted in the previous report. Frank Martell, the president and CEO of CoreLogic, said that all 50 states posted positive home price trends in September, with the average price nationally rising 3.5%. As a group, more millennials are entering the home buying market, and they report spending more money than they anticipated. Housing Wire posted an article yesterday that was similar to this, citing that more millennials are going to be entering the housing market. Now, I'm going to see if I can get this chart to show up. Millennials going into the housing market, that is a good thing. Let's see if we can get this chart up on the screen to show it to you. So put this chart up, and it's basically showing you where the millennials are in this process, where they're, let me get this up. other one out of the way, our chart of the day, to get that out of the way and give you a little bit bigger view. So we're looking back and seeing when the millennials, 33-year-olds, born in, 1984, 83, 86, something along those lines, they're growing. And if you can watch the, look at the chart that's on the screen, it's going to show you, I wonder why the second chart popped up there. But it's going to basically showing you where we've got a mass majority, a big majority of our people are entering this housing market. Now, we've been talking to you for quite some time about the concept that the tenure of owning a home has went from 6 years. We would buy a new house every 6 years to the point where we're buying a new house every 10 years. Well, now some of those millennials are starting to get into the act and starting to say, you know something? Time for us to have a family. Time for us to start marriage, family, getting out from mom and dad's basement, doing our own thing. And you can see that more and more of these millennials are coming to the market to be buying houses. What does that mean to you? Well, if you already own a home, what that's going to really tell you is, you know something, there's going to be people wanting that property. And we've talked about this yesterday about those who want properties right now or need to buy a property right now. That's a big benefit for you, right? Because if you put your house up for sale now, as opposed to, I didn't get the chart posted, but it was in our on our Facebook pages and our social media channels. But if you take a look and see what's going on in the marketplace and you check out and say, okay, if I wait to put my house up for sale until the spring, which is the big buying season, you're going to have a lot of competition then. Is that when you want to have your house up for sale, is when there's more competition or less competition? I'm going to suggest it's much better for you when there's less competition. Those people that are out there buying a house today, I promise, those people out there buying a house today are not out there because they want to. They're out there because they need to buy something. They've got a job transfer. They've got to have mom or dad or somebody move into the property with them. That's the reason why they're out buying right now. They're not out looking just for fun. So with that being said, if you've got a property you're considering selling, now might be the right time for you to get that property on the market, for you to give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's chat about whether it's the right time for you, if it makes sense for you, if it makes sense for your family to be out there buying a house right now. And on the other hand, if it doesn't, maybe we need to talk about planning and a planning process to get you a new house. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Planning on buying a home, be sure you know these options, why the last 5 years before retirement are so critical. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 in the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, get the SLT Home Digest, Siegel Lending Team's Home Digest. All you need to do is text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Going to tell you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. It will tell you exactly what the market believes about your property. So you can get either one of those reports. They are both completely free to you. We take care of all of the costs of that for you from the Siegel Lending Team. We want you to have the best possible information you can have when understanding your probably your biggest asset. Right? Real estate is probably your biggest asset. Planning on buying a home? Make sure you know your options. When you're ready to buy, you'll need to determine if you prefer the charm of an existing home or the look and feel of a newer build. With limited existing home inventory available today, especially in the starter and middle-level markets, many buyers are considering a new home that's recently been constructed, or they're building the home of their dreams. According to Robert Dietz, chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders, quote, the second half of 2019 has seen steady gains in single-family construction, and this is mirrored by the gradual uptick in builder sentiment over the past few months. This is great news for home buyers because it means there is additional inventory coming to the market, giving buyers more choices. The most recent data from the National Association of Home Builders shows, quote, the inventory of new homes for sale was 321,000 in September, representing a 5.5 month supply. The median sales price, remember this is a national number, $299,400. The median price of a new home sale a year earlier was $328,300, unquote. Another added bonus is that builders are very aware of buyer demand in this segment. So they're now building in a price range where there are more interested buyers at lower price point. With a reduced sales price and lower interest rates, today's buyers have strong purchasing power. If you're thinking of buying a home, you may want to consider a new build to meet your family's needs. Let's chat about it. Remember, I've talked to you about this in the past, though. If you are considering a new build, make sure you do not go into the office with and register there under your own name. Maybe you can use Mickey Mouse or something. Don't tell them I told you that. They get mad when I say those things. But make sure you're bringing your own realtor with you, right? You want your realtor to go in with you and make the offer for you because they're going to use their own contract. The companies, the builders, they create a contract of their own that does not protect you at all. It's geared for them. It's all their basis. How do you know what's in it? Unless you're a lawyer and can read the whole thing and understand the whole thing, you're probably not going to understand most of it because that's not their job. It's not their job to educate you on what should or should not be in that contract. All they want to do is get you under contract as quickly as possible. So you want to make sure you bring your own realtor. Why do you want to bring your own realtor? Number one, it's not going to cost you any extra money to use your realtor as opposed to their realtor. That's just a myth. The commission is already built into the project. So all that's going to really happen there is you're going to be generating more revenue for the builder or for the builder's salesperson. But what you're going to get is the big issue is you're going to get somebody that's looking out for your best interest and understands what the market's all about, and that is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So there are some issues that we think about a lot when we're talking. One of the big issues you're going to be dealing with if you're contemplating purchasing a new home. One of the big issues, and again, that doesn't matter whether it's new build, new construction, or an existing home, it's new to you, right? So one of the things that we want to make sure that you're aware of is how do you save the most money on interest rates? The interest rate, if you talk about a 0.5% of interest, that's going to mean more to you than what the purchase price is of any property. So frequently, it's more important for you to go in and negotiate the interest rate than it would be to negotiate the property. You can sometimes increase the purchase price of a piece of property and buy down the interest rate. That's something that's doable. New data from Fannie Mae shows that taking the time to shop for mortgages ultimately rewards consumers with more affordable quotes. Now, I'm a big, big proponent that it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to go to the big bank on the corner, right? Because all they know is what they have to offer. And frequently we find people are getting incomplete information. What do I mean by incomplete information? I've heard many times where the big bank will say that you don't qualify. And if the part of it that's incomplete is they don't say you don't qualify with them, right? You might qualify with somebody else under a different program, but the limited program that that institution offers is not free, that they don't have anything that fits your needs. So that's why I highly recommend chatting with a mortgage broker, mortgage banker. These are the folks that can go out and act as a personal shopper for you. Now, you can do it all yourself, but isn't it better to have somebody that's going out? I can tell you that our folks at our lending team, they're out there talking to and watching the rates of about 35 to 40 different investors every day. Just before, just as we were going on air this morning, actually, I can look it up. I think it was 6 minutes before airtime. My phone started blowing up. Why does my phone blow up at that time? Well, some of the services that we use to monitor interest rates started sending me alerts that rates are the rate sheets from various investors might take a hike in the next few minutes. I get that alert before it happens. How do I get it before it happens? Well, because we've got a team that we work with that's watching the market all the time. You know, I tell you all the time what the mortgage-backed securities are doing. Well, the mortgage-backed securities are changing just like the stock market changes. So if you ever go onto one of the business channels and you look at the stock market, you'll actually be able to see what is the market doing from time to time. So I'm looking right now, while I've been doing this segment, the mortgage-backed securities went from 35 down to 33, up to 34. Now they're sitting at 36. 36 basis points down, which means interest rates are up. I'm looking at the 10-year treasury. That's up 8 basis points. So that means we're at the 10-year treasury right now is paying 1.86. So these are numbers that our team is watching for you all day long. Now, you could try to do that on your own. You're probably not going to, number one, you're probably not going to want to. You're probably not going to know where to. And even if you did, what is that going to mean for you? How do you use that for your own benefit? That's why you need to have a mortgage banker, broker that understands the market. Typically, consumers are keen to compare prices before buying ordinary goods and services. About 3 in 4 say they like to shop around before making a purchase. When it comes to a mortgage, the stakes are generally much higher. Unfortunately, comparison shopping for a mortgage can be a much more complicated and time-consuming endeavor. That's why for most of the mortgages that we do at the Single Lending Team, we make it very easy for you. You don't even have to worry about shopping because lender fees for most of the products, not all of them, but most of them, lender fees are zero. So if you've got a zero lender fee, well, all you need to do is call any other lender you want and say, are you charging for the lender fee? Right? You can't go less than zero. That then becomes a violation of the laws, so can't do that. 28% of buyers in the first quarter of 2019 measured 3 mortgage quotes, Fannie Mae survey said. And the numbers dropped dramatically for those who compared 4 loans, 7%, and 5 loans, 2%. Notice they're saying loans that they're comparing, not investors or lenders. The report's data reinforced Fannie Mae's prior funding, which showed that many consumers lack knowledge about mortgage basics. A 2018 survey revealed that many consumers overestimated the minimum credit score and down payment needed to qualify for a mortgage. While searching for the best loans could make matters more overwhelming, Fannie Mae believes that educating consumers about the mortgage process would help them actually get credit and save them money. The choice to not compare quotes among different lenders appears to be explained in part by the influence of non-financial priorities. Real estate agents and family and friends were listed among the most influential sources of advice regarding lender selection. However, our data do not reveal whether that advice includes encouragement to speak or to seek multiple quotes. Just a little thought there for you, because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, why the last 5 years before retirement are so critical. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit Team, they can help you get those solutions. Get your credit report corrected. There are always errors on credit reports. I've yet to see one that's completely accurate. Jeff Sipes and the team, they understand that. They follow the laws out there to make sure that you are getting the correct credit report. When you have the correct credit report, in many, many instances, you're going to find out that, you know something, your score is going to jump up. That is the idea. Talk about this one. Here's why the last 5 years before retirement are so critical. Retirement portfolios should be stock heavy in the early days and gradually move to lower risk holdings as investors get closer to retirement. That's been conventional wisdom around asset allocation for retirement. Riskier early because without risk, there's no reward, and you have a lot of time for the ship to right itself if there's a tough patch. Safer later because you don't have that time to recover after a market dip. JP Morgan just released its annual guide to retirement, and it reminds people exactly how important it is to follow this second part of this mantra. In the chart, they showed three types of portfolios. They all have the same average return of 5% a year, but the first one has great returns at the beginning, but a bad end. The second one has an even 5% return throughout, and the third one has a great end, but a bad start. For ease, it assumes an annual savings rate of $10,000. For about 25 years, the portfolio values look almost identical, as the amount of money being put away outpaces the yearly returns. But in the last 3 years before retirement, they diverged dramatically. The portfolio with a bad start but good end, $948,000. The consistent portfolio, $664,000. The good start but bad end portfolio, $485,000. Almost twice as much for the good end. The rates of return just before and after retirement, when wealth is greatest, can have a significant impact on retirement outcomes. The key takeaway here is that a bad start doesn't really matter much because saving is the important thing, but a bad end can demolish your gains. That's the big issue. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com, Jeff Sipes, and the Blue Water Credit Team. They are there to help out, to get you the information you know or need to make an educated decision. That's what we're looking for, is that educated decision to help you out there. 25 most expensive cities in America. Maybe these are not the places where you want to be when you're contemplating that retirement. Well, obviously, we're talking Honolulu is one of the most expensive. Housing, the biggest expense for those living in the top five cities, forming 29.3% of the overall composite index of the cost of living. An oft-quoted complaint, rent in New York City strains New Yorkers' finances tremendously, with a one-bedroom apartment rental in Manhattan going for $3,100 a month, according to apartment search site Naked Apartments. Everyday living was more expensive in the city. According to data company Numbeo, a meal at McDonald's in New York costs $9. A cappuccino demands $4.54. At the same time, median annual household income was around $75,000, according to Data USA. On the West Coast, San Francisco's housing situation has also become brutal for tenants in recent years. The average rent in San Francisco, around $3,600 for an apartment, according to apartment listing service Rent Cafe, and houses on sale now come with outrageous price tags. Recently, a $1 million real estate listing in the city demonstrated how far owners can go with their asking price, even for a fixer-upper. Alaska cities also featured prominently on the list. Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage rounded out the top 25. And while Alaska residents don't pay state income or sales tax, they face significantly higher utility costs. In 2017, Alaska residents paid nearly $128 a month for electricity, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. For comparison, New Yorkers paid around $103, Californians around $101. Just a little bit of fun information right there to share with you. I can always give you some of that data. Just saw this report just pop up on my screen. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier about home buyers facing bad timing as inventories fall. This is according to our friends at Yahoo Finance. More Americans are going shopping as interest rates fall. Realtor.com's newest snapshot of U.S. housing market found that buyers are running into a new obstacle to find their perfect home. Low inventory is the problem. We've talked about that many, many times. I thought I had my friend Gomer on here, but maybe I got to get him put in here as well. No surprise there. In July, Realtor.com says the number of newly listed properties slid 7% from a year ago, while the number of entry-level homes priced below $200,000 nationally fell on the market by 9.9%. Hale says they had to start to see inventory grow earlier this year as more sellers hit the market. But last month, inventories moved in the opposite direction. We saw no increase in inventories. So we're starting to reverse that trend at a time when buyers are really trying to come back into the market. Just bad timing. Recent note from Capital Economics looked at home sales in San Francisco market. Qualifying for a mortgage is of little help if you can't find a home to buy. At 1.58 million in June, the number of existing San Francisco homes for sale is close to record lows. Moreover, the Census Bureau reported that the national homeowner vacancy rate was at 40-year lows in the second quarter. Vacancies are below average at 44 states and particularly tight in Nevada and Missouri. So I've been talking to you about these issues. Just be aware that's the information for you. As always, though, we do ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And as always, remember my motto, please make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.